Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the gathering here on the Tuesday weekly gathering radio show on ParaX Network. And this is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie. And woohoo, another Tuesday.
It is a hot summer Tuesday here in Minnesota.
It's supposed to cool down, though, right? So I'm waiting for the 70s and low humidity.
Which I'm kind of sad. I don't mind the heat.
I know you don't. I can't handle it, man. I go for, you know, the cool weather. 65 is my favorite.
Which is lovely. I don't have AC, and I'm okay with it so far.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I would have been a melted pool a long time ago. Oh, my God. How did you deal with that? Like, yesterday was horrendous. Oh, my God.
It's all, I don't know. I don't know how I'm doing it. It's all in my mind. I think my spirit guides put, like, a little insulated cooling system around me, and that helps me stay cool. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to say this little story for a quick second. Is when I was in high school, I worked at a convenience store, and it was about, I don't know, a mile and a half away, and I had to walk. And I had walked for about a year before I finally got a car and my license and all that stuff, because I was like 17. And I remember walking on days that it was like, like it has been. And I remember, I don't know who I was talking to at the time, but now it must have been my spirit guides or something, and doing kind of like a mindfulness as I was walking in this blistering heat, and you're cutting through parking lots and everything, so it's blacktop, it's really hot. And I remember having this conversation with someone at the time that I believe now is my spirit guides, and they were working with me to help me learn how to adjust myself so that I couldn't really feel it, like I wasn't affected. Even though I knew it was hot, I could tell it was hot, but I felt okay. I felt like whatever temperature I wanted to feel. And so I'd get to work and not be sweaty and weird looking. And my coworkers and anybody working there, my manager would be like, "Did you walk?" And I said, "Yeah." They're like, "You look like you just got a ride in an air-conditioned limo." And I'm like, "I don't know what to tell you." I said, "It was a mindfulness thing I was doing back then, which I didn't know what it was, I suppose, but it worked." And so I did it every time because holy cow, did it help. So I guess I still kind of do that without thinking about it a little bit.
Well, you know, and I do think if you're used to it, if you don't have air and you're used to it, it doesn't bother you as much as if, here's the thing. So I work in an office on the 18th floor of an office building in downtown Minneapolis. It is so cold in there. I wear a thick sweater every day at work and I freeze. So you go from that and then you go outside and then it's like you're just dying, you know. And I keep it, you know, we have our air on here at the house, but I keep it pretty warm. I mean, it's 74, 75 or something like
that's
that.
That's pretty warm.
Crazy. Some people keep it at like, you know, 68 or 70. And I'm like, oh my God, I would be a frozen, you know, popsicle, you know.
Popsicle, yeah.
So, but still, but it, you know, the heat has always bothered me. You know, there's everybody in my family is kind of the same way. We're just aren't good with heat, you know.
You Swedes and Norwegians.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm Swedish and Norwegian.
I was going to say you are too. So,
I don't know what the deal is. So what have you been working on this week, Steph?
I've been working on, I've been working on a lot of squasher stuff, actually, you know.
You know,
we're working on this overnight thing and close to our research area, so I'm really excited about that. I have to come up with a research paper and, you know, it'll be really fun. So,
I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I think it'll be a blast. So, I have that, and I went out to dinner with some friends of mine, some girlfriends, including Katie on our Squatchers team, and we actually hiked up to the top of Maiden Rock on Friday, you know, after dinner, which was really fun. I've never been there in the evening before. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful up there. And then the bugs came. And so then we left.
Yep. That's the signal to go.
It is. But yeah, but I sure want to get back up there and see if we can see the Maiden. You know, we really didn't, you know, of course we're like, I wonder if we'll see the Maiden. And of course we're looking out at Lake Pepin looking for Peppy too. But, you know. Multiple purpose hike, you know, and it was just a beautiful day to do it. And it was just fun. You know, we all just had a good time up there. So hopefully we'll get up there soon, sometime in the fall.
Cool. Awesome.
How about you?
Oh, yeah. So I think I talked about this last week or maybe the week before, that extraction that Tim and I were working on.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked with this gentleman a few times at the studio to really make sure that this thing was gone. And then we finished this weekend. We went to his house and did the clearing there. And it was a nasty little fast one. It was, you know, it's like you I think of, you know, a computer tech people, and they're dealing with different like computer viruses, and some of them are, you know, really easy to find, some of them are nasty little hidden things or whatever, and this was kind of a nasty little one, if I could use that comparison, because I'm totally not a tech person, so I'm probably not saying that right, but anyway, it was nasty. So yeah, Tim and I went over to his house and finished with that. He hasn't stayed there since we finished at the studio with the extraction, so it was good to be able to get to his house. He was staying somewhere else in the meantime, and so we could get there and do that first. Anyway, before he went and moved back in, so he went back in the day that we were there, and because we wanted him after we were done to see how it felt, and he said it was totally different. And actually, his mom was there while we were there, and she said, mm-hmm. while she was there, she could feel it shift in there. So that was cool, you know, because we mm-hmm. know it's working, and it's nice when someone is present that can share their experience with us too. That
yes.
fits with
yes.
that. So absolutely. Yeah, so that was good. So that was kind of, I mean, you know, a lot of work as well. I've been so busy, which is cool and different because usually the studio kind of slows down in the summer a little bit. People are gone, they're out at the lake, and they're doing all their cool stuff, which is great. Yeah. That has not been the case. It's been swamped, which is good also. It's good either way.
Yeah.
So it's just been busy. So I was able to squeeze that little home clearing in. Tim and I were able to get out there, do that. So it was good. It's been a busy week. It's been good though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cool yeah. stuff.
Well, that is cool. That is cool. And I kind of think people are taking care of themselves. Don't you think, Heidi? I know I've been really downtime a lot. I haven't been on the phone. I haven't been on Facebook. I haven't been on a lot of things because I just need it. I feel like it's really sucking the life out of me. And I know we've talked about this before, but, mm-hmm. You know, even like the other day, remember when I was scheduling shows for our radio show, like mad, that one day I was like mm-hmm. talking to a million people. By the end of the day, I thought I was going to die. I thought, oh my God, it's just sucking the life right out of me. I got to quit this now. And I shut that phone off and I threw it away. Or you know what I mean? I put it away. Like, I'm done with this now, you know?
You energetically threw it away for the time being.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's good. And I think, you know, Steph, I think that's why I've been more like busier than usual, because people are, I think a lot of people are taking care of themselves right now. It's summer. They want to feel good. They're happy. It's green out, you know, which is awesome
for
here.
Yeah. And it's just time to take time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Let's disconnect from the electronic world and the social networking, and let's just have fun and be out in nature and swim and do whatever we want to do. Walk barefoot in the park, you know? So,
exactly.
Anyway. Well, so that's cool. So everybody's taking care of themselves, and now there's new energy shifts happening this coming week too. I was reading on the astrological charts. So fun time.
It is. It is actually a really fun time right now astrologically. And I'm again not an astrologer. I won't speak into it, but I've been reading the same thing. So it's good. But Steph, we have an awesome guest on tonight. As those of you who are listening probably have seen with all the posts that we've been putting out there and people sharing, because we have a local celebrity here in Minnesota, and actually she's internationally acclaimed. We have Echo Bodine with us tonight, who is, she's here in Minnesota, but she is a Ghostbuster, psychic, clairvoyant, and spiritual healer. I've met her a few times. She's absolutely lovely. And Steph, I know you've met her too. And I think a lot of people who are probably tuning in tonight have met her as well at her center in Minneapolis or out and about. She does a lot of things around town and in other states as well. So Echo, we'd love to welcome you on the show tonight.
I'm here, honey. Whew.
Hi.
I was pushing the wrong buttons. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. It's really nice to be with both of you. I don't mean to be such a space cadet.
No, you're totally fine.
No. Okay, good. Good.
It's all good.
It is all good.
We'd be the Three Musketeers tonight.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Isn't that fun?
You at the Three Musketeers. I like that. Yeah.
So we're talking about healing, people doing their self-healing, and you are a spiritual healer amongst other things, and you run a spiritual healing center here in Minneapolis. Have you found that maybe that's something that people are kind of tuning into as well this summer, is a lot of self-healing, or have you seen something different?
You know, sweetie, I agree with you. I really have to say, now that you brought that up, which is a really good point, is I'm seeing more and more people, healers, taking good care of themselves this summer. Yes, I know myself. I'm doing acupuncture, and I see my chiropractor, and I'm just really focused on got to get stronger, got to get better, got to get healthier, and it feels really good, and it feels like the right summer to do it.
Is that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, yeah, a lot of people thinking that same thing, I think. I mean, it seems like you were saying two stuff. It just seems like there's a lot of people, yeah, tuning into their own energies. Especially, you're an energy worker, Echo.
Right.
You're an energy channel, healing mm-hmm. channel. Mm-hmm. And it is important, right, for healing channels and energy workers to take care of themselves.
You know, honey, I can't even tell you how important it is. But, you know, for most of my career, I didn't know that. And, I mean, I didn't really, I don't know. You know, honey, I think I was raised to think that if you spend too much time on yourself, you're being egotistical or self-centered. And I don't even know when I started to realize, wait a minute, if I'm not taking good care of myself, I'm not going to be able to do my work. So mm-hmm. at a certain point, it shifted for me. And I've seen other healers that have come up, like under me, who mm-hmm. they're doing the same thing I am. You know, no, I don't have time to take care of myself. I'll do it someday down the road. But this summer seems to be. I'm so glad you brought that up because I really hadn't thought about it, but I am seeing more and more people who do what we do. I am seeing them taking good care of themselves this year.
Which is awesome.
Good, because
it is.
I mean, honey, then we can do so much more with our work than
exactly.
God, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's a really good thing. Are you guys doing the same?
Yeah, I have really taken a deep dive again this year with doing my own work, which, again, we feel is really important. Like you said, you know, you want to help. The more you do for yourself, the more you can help others
yeah.
in your healing channel. Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of self-work this year, which I think helps me feel really clear
mm-hmm.
and connected and grounded so that I can be present and a safe container when
mm-hmm.
I'm working with people who aren't in that place. And you know how that is. You work with someone who's like, I am not here. I'm not present. And maybe even they're freaking out, right?
Yes, I do know. Yeah. I know, honey. They're everywhere. There's a lot of people who aren't taking good care of themselves and don't think it's necessary or they're just stuck. You know, a lot of people are just stuck. And they want everything to be the same. They don't want to make any changes. They just want, you know, they want to keep eating their Wonder Bread and not exercising and just doing anything that isn't healthy for them because they can.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think that's why. It's because they can. And a lot of people don't like to make change in their life. And so there's a lot of people out there that are stuck right now. But, you know, with the way the planets are, all the configurations, I know that the planets are really pushing us, especially
mm-hmm.
right now, to take a look at our lifestyles and do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I just see it everywhere. Don't you too see that too?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's an interesting point that you make about change, because change is really scary for people. And
I
mean, most people, I mean, I don't know anybody that's really a huge fan of big change, especially when it comes to your own stuff.
Yep.
You know, that's where it gets kind of snarly.
I agree. Yep. I know.
And,
It's so easy to just keep doing it the same old way.
Yeah.
But don't you just think that with, I don't know, it just seems like, oh, everything that the channelers are telling us and the astrologers are telling us and the numerologists are all saying, we have to make the changes now. You know, we can't keep putting these things off.
Yep.
So I see a tremendous amount of change going on with people. And I also see a tremendous amount of people being stuck. So it is what it is, you know? I know that.
Well, and
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Well, yeah, one of the things that when I talk to people at my studio is, you know, that sometimes what's going on in the greater picture, the bigger scene, is so overwhelming and it's just so much that you feel hopeless and you feel like, what is the point? And all of these really hard things to look at. And one thing that I talk with people about is just, you know, if anything, just do your own work. Like, that's how you can make the change. Because when we're all doing our own work, or the people that choose to do their own work, they do their own work, and that changes things around them. And it maybe inspires one more person to maybe do their work.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yep.
it changes the vibration of the place that they're living, or, you know, so that other people treat each other differently, or interact with each other differently. So it's, if you don't know where to start, just start with your own stuff. And that can make the biggest change.
That's right.
First
honey.
In your own life, and then, you know, others around you.
That's right. I agree. Totally agree.
Now, this is the kind of work that you do and have done through your studio. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Can you speak about that a little bit? Just share work that you do?
Yeah, I do lots of different things. Oh, gosh. You know, honey, I'm 70 years old, and I've changed the way I'm doing a lot of my work now. I used to see people, 4 people every day to do spiritual healing with them. I used to do psychic readings like 3 or 4 a day, and all of that has changed now. I've taught a lot of people over the years, and so I refer just about everybody that contacts me now for healing. I refer them to healers on my referral list, or I also have a program. I'm going to make a little note here to talk about that before I stop talking tonight.
Perfect.
Okay, pen pals. But, you know, even the readings that I'm doing, it's so interesting because, I used to see everybody in person. And, I told you I'm 70. Okay, and there was a reason for that, because I got into all of this. It first started for me when I was 17, and then I practiced for 12 years on people. I didn't want to come out of the psychic closet, so I just told people that I felt safe with, but I worked regular jobs, and then when I turned 1979, when I turned 29, it was time for me to come out of the closet and start doing all this work. So over the years, I've seen a lot of people, and in the last maybe 5 years, I stopped seeing people in person. Now, if I do a reading for someone, I do it over the phone, but now it's even changed again. As of a week ago, for the last 6 months, my psychic abilities have just been shut off. And usually what happens is that what I've learned over the years when that happens is that I'm kind of under construction, where I go into this period of no psychic work at all, and then all of a sudden, you know, like one day I wake up and, oh, it's time to go back to work. And so I just got through one of those six-month periods, and this was actually 2 weeks ago, a client called for a reading, and I talked to her on the phone, and I got all the questions that she wanted me to look at, and then my guide said, okay, now hang up the phone and email her answers, and I looked right at them, and I said, You want me to hang up the phone and not get any feedback? Just And they said, yep. And I said, okay, why are we going to do it this way? And they said, so that you won't be influenced at all by the client's emotions or fears. Okay. Yep. Thought that was really interesting. And so that's the way I've been doing it now. And it's actually working very well.
Great.
You know, so some clients, they want in-person readings, and I understand that. But I'm just not able to do it anymore. I really get, when I'm around too many people, I get pretty burned out fast.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I understand that too, just doing this for so long, you know, you need to change and you need to do things a little differently to keep taking care of yourself as an energy worker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, honey. So now my main thing is I teach psychic development, and I teach ghost busting, and I teach, gosh, I just started a class last night that I'm so excited about. It's, there's a book called My Life After Death by a kid named Eric Medhus. I think that's how you say that. And he committed suicide. He was 20 years old. And his mom started going to mediums, and they really, there's this one psychic, her name is Jamie Butler, and she really connected with Eric on a very deep level. So his mom, who was a doctor, she started going to Jamie a lot, and they wrote this book. It was actually Eric who dictated the whole thing, and
wow.
Yeah, and his mom wrote it. And I'm telling you, you two, you just got to read this book. It is so cool, and he talks about what it's like to be out of the body and to be a soul, and the remorse that he felt about suicide, and yet the peacefulness that he had. He talks about, you know, his funeral, his relatives from this side and from the other side. And then the other half of the book is about life on the other side and what it's like. And that now, today, he's a spirit guide, not just for one person, but for several people. And so I read the book about a month ago. And, you know, the thing that I got so excited about was that there's been many things that I've seen over the years about the other side, and I've worked with a lot of people who are in their dying process. So I've seen a lot about life, death, life after death, and heaven. And, you know, it's like I've learned so many bits and pieces along the way. And when I was reading Eric's book, I thought, oh my God, I know that. Oh, I had that experience. Oh, I did that. Oh, that happened. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I just want to share this book with everybody. And so I just started a new class last night at the center. And what we're going to do is we're going to read Eric's book, and then we're going to discuss it each week. We'll read two chapters each week at home, and then we'll mark down things that we want to talk about, and then we meet on Monday nights. And I think last night was our first class. Oh my gosh, it was just so strong and so powerful and very fun. Oh, we had a blast. So it's fun to get excited again about classes and just be able to share the information that I've learned along the way with people. That's the part I love is, you know, you can't just go to you can't just go and talk to people about this stuff. I mean, and that's why it's so exciting, because it's a room full of people that actually want to hear about life after death and the dying process and what it feels like to die. And, you know, it's going to answer so many questions for people. So I'm very excited about it.
That's awesome. And I went to your website while you were chatting here, and I found the class that you are talking
about. Oh,
good,
honey.
So I could find the book, because I'm curious about this. It sounds really amazing. And if you don't mind, we'll share that on our chat room, your website,
course,
with that information.
Of course.
Okay, perfect.
Of course.
And
I want the whole world to read that book. It's really fun. And he is, oh God, he is a very energetic, rambunctious 20-year-old who drops the F-bomb every other word. And it's just, oh my God. And even the medium in the book, there's just a page on her. And she said when Eric first came to her, he started talking, she thought, oh my goodness, I don't talk like this. I don't know if I can do this. And, but she said that he had such an endearing quality that she thought, okay, I can try to get used to this. So yeah, it's a pretty cool book. It's called My Life After Death.
Yeah, I just, I posted it on our chat room for people to see.
Oh, good, honey, good.
Yeah, so people can check it out. And I'll post your link to your site so that people can, if they're in the Twin Cities here, can come and take the class with you.
Cool, honey, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had 40 people last night.
It was kind of,
yeah, I know, honey. And I don't know. You know, I'm thinking that usually what happens, like with the psychic development class, people come the first night and they go, you're kind of normal. Okay. And, this is how it is. Oh,
you're kind of normal. You're kind of normal. I love it.
and then they email me and go, well, my friend wants to come now. And so, you know, we'll see next week if one of the ladies said, I'm going to work really hard to get my husband there. And so it'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see how many people show up and how many people say, whoa, this is not for me. So it'll be, yeah, it's cool. It's all cool.
So it's a weekly, class on Mondays. Is that when
Donnie,
it is?
Yep. Weekly class on Monday nights, 7 to 8:30, which is, I don't know why I even say 8:30 because of course we went till 9:00, but, but you know what? Yeah. Because now, see, we read two chapters out loud last night in the class, and then we decided, okay, let's read them at home and, you know, mark the pages and mark what we want to talk about. So, yeah, 7 to 8:30 at the center.
Cool. Awesome. I would imagine that stirs up some pretty interesting discussions.
Oh, mm-hmm. God, you guys, we had a blast last night. Just, you know, he was talking about right after he pulled the trigger, and He went to, he went to reach for the gun or something, and he said, oh my goodness, my fingers went right through the gun. I couldn't, and so he's talking about what it felt like to be him right after he did it, and he had a good memory. I mean, he really talked about details, and they weren't gory details. You know, I know a couple of the women in the class kind of winced, like, uh-oh, what's coming, but the first chapter was hard just because he realizes, oh my gosh, what have I done? And I can't just get back in my body. Wow, this is going to be forever kind of a thing. And so that led to, I talk about, other situations where like this one high school in the Twin Cities that I ghost busted, and there were 35 teenage ghosts in this school. And you know, when I asked them, okay, why don't you guys go to the other side? What is the deal here? You know what? It was so interesting. One of them said, because we can never party again. And if we hang out here at school, there's always a party going on. It's like, okay. And then this other kid said to me, well, you know, we go to heaven, we get our angel wings, we get a harp, we just play music all day. That's going to be a real drag, so we don't want to go there. Okay, so that's their beliefs about what, you know, death is going to be like. So, of course, you know, these kind of things led to a great conversation last night. Holy crackers, did we have fun. I mean, we really talked about, you know, things that people just don't normally want to talk about. And that's what made it so much fun.
Yeah, that's great. It's a safe space to talk about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that note, we are going to have to take a commercial break for a couple minutes. So, Echo, you hang tight.
I will,
Steph,
honey.
You and I will hang tight.
Yeah,
and
we'll hang tight.
Back in 2 minutes, right?
Okay.
We're all hanging tight.
We'll be back. This is The Gathering on the Para-X Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
A am horror author James Hershey Jr. from the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Check out the book that started it all. What critics called the scariest book of the year. I am Legion. And if you're still breathing, check out the other two books in the series. The Surrogate of Souls and The Rise of the Revenant. These books will scare the hell out of you. That, I promise.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead, we know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Pararex.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Pararex Network. We have Echo Bodine as our guest tonight, who is a local celebrity here and actually well-known across the country and internationally. But she is a psychic Ghostbuster healing channel and medium, and she's been telling us about some of her tales here that she's had, and we've really enjoyed hearing some of your stories, Echo. So
good, honey, good.
Thanks
I got
for
a
joining
million
us.
Of them.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So,
where do we go next, ladies?
Well, you, I guess, Steph, do you mind if I ask a question?
No, go for it.
I've got a question, Echo, for you. So you mentioned kind of, you know, discovering this when you were 17. Is that what you said? That
yeah,
you had
honey.
This gift?
Yeah.
So could you, in a, like, the nutshell version of, like, how did that come about?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. Okay, so first of all, got to understand, we're a normal, dysfunctional family like everybody else, right? Just, making our way through life. I'm 17 years old, senior in high school. We don't talk about psychic things, nothing like this in our family. Nice Presbyterians, go to church every Sunday. Okay. And one night we're all finishing dinner. This was in 1965. And one of my brothers was learning how to play the drums. And so every night after dinner, he would go downstairs to the den where his drums were, and he would practice on his drums. So this one particular night, he went down there, and he's clanking away, and all of a sudden, this amazing music came from the den, and we all looked at my dad, and he said, well, it must be the record I bought him, and so we're listening to this music. It didn't last long, and my brother was hysterical. He came running up the stairs and said, did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? And we said, yeah, what was it? And he said, a white figure floated through the door, across the room, put its hands on top of my brother's hands, and played the music.
Wow.
And he said, I tried to drop my sticks. He said, I had my eyes closed and I could still see this guy. And he said, and then when he stopped playing, he took his hands off mine, floated across the room and out the door. So
wow.
my brother was hysterical. And he said, I'm never going in the den again. I'm never playing with my drums again. And he was so upset. And so we're all going, wait, what? And we look at our parents for some answers, and they have no clue. Okay, so my mom was in a prayer group at the time, and one of the women had mentioned that she had been to a psychic for a reading. Now, back in 1965, honey, it wasn't anything like it is today, okay? Nothing. You had to know somebody who knew somebody to get a name for a psychic. And fortunately, one of the women had mentioned to her in secret that she had been to a psychic. So mom called her and said, could I have the name of that psychic? We just had a really weird experience. Yes. So her name was Mrs. Olson, and my mom called her, the psychic, and she said, hello, Mrs. Olson, my name is Mae Bodine. The psychic says Yes, Mrs. Bodine, I've been expecting your phone call. She says, your son just met his guardian angel, Dr. Wow. Fitzgerald. And when he was living on Earth, he was a drummer. And he is going to work with your son and teach him how to play the drums. Then she says, this happened for an important reason. I need to see you and your oldest daughter for a psychic reading. So Mom basically said to her, okay, I'll get back to you on that. And we hung up the phone, and she told us kids what happened. And none of us were comforted by her words that our brother had a guardian angel named Dr. Fitzgerald. Well, you guys, I started sleeping with my lights on that night. I thought, well, what if I have one? You know, who? What if he wants to talk to me? And, oh, my God, I was terrified. All right. So, I'm trying to keep it short here. So, of course, Mom and I got curious. Why did she want to talk to us? So, she called her back. We made an appointment. We went a week later. We drove over to St. Paul. And, oh, my God, just imagine going to your mom in 1965 for a reading with a psychic. I mean, we had each other so freaked out by the time we finally got there, because we just didn't know what to expect. All right. And of course I thought that the psychic could read every thought I had and knew all my secrets, which was kind of, I mean, really, how many secrets did I have when I was 17? But anyway, so we go, she was the sweetest lady from England. Oh my God. And so she said to me, dearie, I'm going to read your mother first. You sit here with Mr. Olson and watch TV. I sat there like a little statue. I was so nervous that he could read my mind. And I kept thinking, okay, don't think anything. Just don't think anything. Don't think anything. And don't think anything. And, oh, my God, I was a wreck. Okay, so my mom comes out, and she gives me the look like, oh, my God. And I go in. And Mrs. Olson proceeds to tell me that I was born with the gift of healing, and that that I was born with all four of the psychic abilities, and that my career was that I was going to be a well-known psychic and healer. She said I would travel around the world, teach people how to develop their psychic abilities, that I would write books and be on TV and radio. And she said, and she said, Echo, I'm supposed to tell you two things about the gift of healing. One is it's God that heals people. You're just the channel. And two, always use white hankies underneath your hands. And she said, I don't know why I'm telling you this. And then she said, a teacher will be coming along soon to teach you and your mother how to develop your psychic abilities. And so I said to her, okay, I said, two things. One, I don't have any of the stuff that you're talking about. And two, I don't want any of the stuff that you're talking about. I don't want to be a psychic when I grow up. I'm going to be a social worker, and I'm going to get married, and I'm going to have lots of children. And she said, no, you can do all that in your next life, but this is what you came to do in this life. Okay, so when I got together with my mom, she said that the lady had told Mom she would be a well-known psychic someday, and my baby brother, Michael, would be a well-known psychic someday and write books and be on radio and TV. And she said our sister Nikki would come into her abilities in her mid-40s, but not until then. And my other brother, the drummer, would not have anything to do with any of this. And that is exactly how it has all turned out.
Wow.
Yeah, honey, that's how it all got started. Oh, okay. So then, a few weeks later, I don't remember the timeline, we got a call from a woman in Minneapolis. She said her name was Bertie Torgerson, and that her spirit guides gave her the names of 8 people in the Twin Cities and told her that she was supposed to teach us psychic development. And she said mom's name and my name was on our list, on her list. And she gave us her address, and she said, I expect to see you in my home a week from Thursday night. Oh. And she hung up the phone. And so mom and I went with the intention of going once just to see what this was all about. And we ended up going, and wow, when she explained to us what psychic abilities were, I thought, well, yeah, I do that, but everybody does that. Everybody gets visions. Everybody sees the future. Everybody sees the past. I thought this is something that all of us did, but we just didn't talk about it. Oh. And so it was really very good for me to go that night and find out exactly what psychic abilities were. And she also taught us how to turn it on and turn it off. And that was really valuable too.
Yeah.
So now that's what I teach. I teach all my students the same things that Birdie taught us. And it's gone on for the last, 50 years.
Awesome. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
So there's a question in the chat room that I'll throw out quick.
Yeah, honey.
There's Ghost Dance in the chat room is asking, do you think your career path would have been the same without getting this information?
No, I would have chosen. I had already been accepted at the University of Minnesota. I was going to be a social worker. But, honey, I mean, you know, the thing about that experience with my brother, that hit us over the head. I mean, that got our attention. So it was pretty obvious that our spirit guides were working hard to get our attention, to get over to Mrs. Olson's house and get that reading. And then, you know, the other thing that happened too, though, after when we were taking classes, our ability started to get even stronger and stronger. And so there were so many times when I just wanted to turn my back on all of it because, I mean, in 1966, '67, '68, '69, in the early 70s, this wasn't a popular profession to have.
No.
And, you know, you didn't want to tell people. When you go to a doctor's office and you write down, you know, the questionnaire says occupation. Oh, I'm going to write down psychic? I don't think so. So, you know, there was many, many times. I know I was learning also about the gift of healing and just trial and error, really. And there were times when a client would die. And I remember when this young woman that I was working on, she had breast cancer, and boy, she was doing really well. And then I went out of town to visit my dad in San Francisco for 10 days. And when I came back, oh my God, she slid down so bad and she died like within a couple weeks. And I remember just, you know, telling God he could shove the sun where the moon don't shine or whatever that expression is. That, you know, you can take this gift and shove it because I can't do this stuff. If they're going to die, this just isn't right. And oh, I was so mad about the whole thing. And there's been many times, you know, my whole family has gone through times where, you know, with really rigid Christians who, you know, want to put us in our place kind of thing. We've been through a lot in the last 50 years. But, you know, now, I mean, my mom is now passed, but my sister Nikki, she did come into her gifts in her mid-40s, and she's an excellent medium. Michael is an excellent psychic, and, you know, and I have my abilities also. So here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey.
Yeah. So, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
So tell me about you two. Do you have psychic abilities? Are you healers? Are you, what? Tell me your gifts and abilities.
Well, Heidi, you should start because you do have psychic abilities. I do not.
At all.
I don't think I do. Well, I mean, I see ghosts and I feel ghosts and stuff, and spirits, but I'm not a psychic by any way, stretch, or form.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think, Echo, I resonate with your story quite a bit.
Okay.
You know, the whole, you know, growing up, nobody talks about it, you know, and so really, and I didn't know that anybody else shared what I was, you know, I was seeing, hearing, smelling, sensing, mm-hmm. all of it, and it wasn't talked about. And when I would try and talk about it, it was very much dismissed because it wasn't happening to anybody else as far as I knew. So I really resonated with that part of your story, but it was still, you know, so I actually do it full time for my career now. I have a big studio in St. Louis Park and work with people every day. So I'm kind of doing the same thing you know, you do a lot of readings and a lot of healing sessions with people on a daily basis. And I teach a lot of classes too, because I really want to share what I've learned, because it was helpful for me when I learned it from my spirit guides. So
Wonderful.
Fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. So it's hard, but it's fun.
And it's exhausting. Don't you think, honey?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
for sure.
Hard work. Yeah.
Yep.
It looks easy, but it's not easy.
It looks easy. Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. You know, and how many people have come to you and said, oh, I want to do what you do. It's like, well, just think about that.
I know.
Before
oh my
you
God, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, even in my psychic classes, you know, I think let's take a class of 40 people. Okay, so maybe two of the people in that 40 really actually want to be a psychic as a profession, where the rest of them, they've already got their profession, like a realtor or a nurse or a doctor or a therapist. They've already got their profession, but they want to use their psychic abilities to enhance what they are already doing. And that's mainly what I get now is the percentage of people that come and want to be psychics is pretty low. Mm-hmm. And that's changed over the years, because really back in the 80s, late 70s and 80s when I taught, that was all people wanted to be, was psychics. So it's really changed over the years, at least for me.
Yeah. I found that too, with just, you know, people wanting to use it. They want a safe place to learn about what they don't understand or what's going on in the classes. So, yeah, and that's cool. That's cool too. Safe place
to talk.
It's
very cool. And that's what we have to provide, honey, is that safe place.
Mm-hmm. No? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So where's your place, honey?
St. Louis Park. It's just, it's on the corner of Louisiana and 27th, so not far from, about a mile south of 394 on Louisiana. So it's in a little office building there.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. It's.
Oh, I'm so glad. Good.
Thank you.
Yes. Honey, you should send me your info so I can put it on my site so that more people know about it.
Oh, well, thank you. I will do that. I appreciate that. So, we want to make sure that do you have anything that you want to talk about, maybe anything, I know you were talking about your book group. Is there anything else, Echo, that you want to talk about?
Oh, you know what's been, I've got this thing called the Healing Pen Pal Program. It's really cool. So there are 64 healers that I have taught, and they're all part of this group where, okay, so this is how it works. So let's say that you emailed me and you say, oh, I really hurt my back at work, and I don't want to have surgery. I want to try healing first. So then I go, okay. I go in my book. I get a name of a healer. I send your email to the healer, and the healer sends you absentee healing every day for 14 days. And absentee healing works really, really well. You sit and you visualize your hands on the person, and you ask God or the universe to work through you and send healing to that person. And then what I ask people when I send them a little letter and I say, okay, hi, I've got a healer for you. Her name is Stacy, and she will be sending healing to you every day for 14 days. And all that we ask is that you stay open to receiving healing, and please let us know in 14 days how you're doing and if you need more healing. And the service is free.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it goes out. I wrote a book called Hands That Heal, and so the Pen Pal program is mentioned in that book. And I think one of my other books. And so that's mainly how we get people. We just got a request last week from a man in Kenya. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me.
Wow.
I know. That's what I said. And then yesterday, last night, I got another request from Sydney, Australia. So we've had them from Pakistan. I mean, it's just so fun to see where these requests come from. And and like I said, it's a free program.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, that's. I definitely wanted to mention the Healing Pen Pal program. It's kind of funny because I'm kind of nervous about putting it out on Facebook because we'll get swamped, and
yeah,
that happened in the past, and oh my god, it can be pretty overwhelming. So, but we've had it for years, and it just continues to spread throughout the world. It's really cool.
Well, really cool. We'll see how swamped you get after this, right, Steph? Because
yeah,
who knows how many people are listening?
Yeah.
No, I know, it's pretty fun. But what they do, if they're interested, they just send an email to bodine.echo@gmail.com, and then I fill the order or the request. That's how we do it.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. It's really cool. Well, it is out there now, Echo.
Yeah,
we've got it to how many people now? So
gosh,
we'll see what happens for you.
So you might have an influx of emails in your box.
You know what? You know what? Can I tell one more thing?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because I just remembered this. Okay, I've got an online intuition class starting, God, is it Thursday, August 8th or 18th? Oh, this is terrible that I don't remember this. Anyway.
Is it on your page? We can look.
Right, yeah, now. Honey, it should be on the page. And it's a four-week class, and it helps people to understand what intuition is, how it's different from psychic abilities. And I teach people how to recognize their intuition and to live by their intuition. And it's one of my most favorite classes. And like I said, we offer it in person. Yes, I do it like a one-day workshop here in the Twin Cities, or we do it online. And the online class is starting very soon.
I was going to say, I'm looking at your calendar, and it looks like there's a spiritual development class tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Spiritual development. No,
so a 16-week series?
Yeah, no, that's the in-person psychic development class. If you look up at the home page, honey, on echobodine.com, there's little banners that go across the top. And the online class, oh, man, if it
I'll
doesn't.
Look.
It should.
Here it is. I see it.
You got it?
Oh, no, that's some. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, there's.
It talks about a lunch vibe. That's not it, though, right?
No.
Here it is.
Okay.
Oh, it says online psychic development for beginners.
No, that's not it either, honey.
Oh. You've got a lot of stuff on here, Echo.
Yeah. Living from your intuition class begins August 8th. Is that what you're talking about?
Thank you. Yes.
There you go. Okay.
I was going to say, you got a lot of stuff on here, Echo.
Yeah, I do, honey.
You do. You're a busy girl.
yes, I am. And okay, so you mentioned Lunch Vibe. You know what? Tomorrow is Lunch Vibe. It's every other Wednesday at noon, and I do a 10 to 15 minute meditation for people.
Oh,
and
nice.
They just call in, and then you're in, and then you listen, and it's free.
That's awesome.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh boy, we just talked about all of it, didn't we? Yeah.
That's good. That's what we need.
And the next psychic development class will be Wednesday, September 4th. There you go. We got it all covered.
There's everything.
Awesome. Yeah, there it is.
Awesome.
All you guys, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, it's been really so fun, for sure.
Yeah.
It was very fun. We just love talking with people that can share their stories, wherever they come from, whatever background and whatever their, you know, spiritual vibe that they're floating in. We love to hear about it. So it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good. That's so cool. Yeah. And the next Aurapalooza is August 17th. So you two should stop by.
I was there last month. I'm telling you, you're a busy lady.
God, honey, aren't they? Oh my God. They're getting so busy.
Yeah.
Was it really busy when you were there, or was it a downtime?
It was pretty busy. It was raining that day, and so I think a lot of people came boogieing in from out of the rain, and it was pretty busy in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tim and I, when we're doing home clearings and stuff, we'll try and swing by if we're out in the area. So
I remember now. That's right. I remember.
Yeah. So,
it was great that you guys were there. Yes, for anybody out there, our next open house is August 17th from 10 to 5. It's very fun. And we have like 25 vendors all either doing psychic readings or astrology or numerology. And, of course, lots of healers. And I always have plenty of food for everybody. So
you do.
And there's no charge for admission or anything like that. All the vendors keep their prices really reasonable, so it's a nice experience.
It is.
Awesome. How fun.
You know, lately we've been getting people just walking in saying, "What is this? I mean, what do you guys do here? Or what is the New Age movement? Or, you know, what?" Mm-hmm. People that are just they're searching, but they're just not sure where to go or what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I would say that's pretty. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Do you have anything like that, honey, at your place?
Oh,
where
the
public?
Yep. I mean, I have a lot of stuff going on all the time, so yeah, my calendar looks a lot like yours, I think.
Okay. Okay.
So
good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Good.
Anytime we can reach out and help someone new is all good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has been so fun, Echo. Will you come back at some point and be on again?
Are you kidding? Honey, I'm full of stories. I am full of stories. So whenever you just want stories, I got them all. Believe
me. Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Anytime, you darlings, you just let me know.
Oh, well, cool. Very good. I love
because
it. I love
we're
it.
We're up. Yeah, we have to wrap it up.
We do. This hour has just flown by again, like it always
does. Fly.
Yeah.
Always flies.
I know.
Cool. We have a lot of fun all the time. It's so much fun. So
So, well, thank you, Echo, for being on, and we will sure do this again at some point. And
and we'll share your site again on our Facebook page as well.
Yep,
okay, cool.
For sure.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
There's the music. So the music. thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll be back next week at the same time, same channel, same everything.
And we want to send a couple of thank yous out to the folks listening all over the world, wherever you're from. Troops, if you're listening, thank you for your service. And Sarge, as always, best producer on the planet. Thank you so much. Yeah. And Para X, thank you for keeping us going, hosting our show. Love it.
Yeah. See you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.